With Montana News, I'm Sherry Trussler. Smith River State Park will be implementing some changes in food storage regulations for the coming float season. Claire Bergeson reports.
About 5,000 Smith River travelers will be changing the way they carry their food and waste next year. The park was overwhelmed with bear incidents in the 2013 and 2014 float seasons, resulting in closing the whole 59-mile stretch of river for a week and killing 8 habituated black bears. To avoid the risks to both humans and wildlife, the 2016 season will require appropriate food storage. There are a number of ways to do so, like hanging food and waste from trees, using approved bear-resistant containers, and portable electric fences. Smith River Park Manager Colin Moss says although these rules can be seen as a hassle, he thinks people will catch on.
You know, I think it's going to be like anything new that the public has to, you know, change, make a change, or adhere to. You know, there's always typically initially resistance at the beginning, but I think once folks find out that it's not going to be that hard for them to comply, I think we'll get fairly good compliance.
Instead of buying all new gear, Moss suggests getting a portable electric fence, which can be placed around travelers' current food and waste storage units. Applications to float the Smith can be sent in between January 4th and February 18th. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Claire Bergeson.